Hi there. The word for you today is on being pruned for greater fruitfulness. Jesus said in John 15 verse 5, "He who abides in me bears much fruit." Now, some people view the Christian life as a bed of roses. Others see it as a battlefield. The first group says, "If I've just enough faith, I'll never be sick or broke or have problems." The second group goes around saying, "I've got more troubles than Job." But the truth is, your faith level is actually revealed during the hard times. It's when your back is to the wall financially that you need faith to believe that God really is who he says he is, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Or it's when you're battling illness that you need faith to believe that he's Jehovah Rapha, which means the Lord who heals you, or the great physician. Jesus said, "He who abides in me bears much fruit." Notice, the blessing comes from abiding and staying close to the Lord. Look, getting excited about fruit before you've learned to sow seed means you end up serving God for what he does instead of who he is to you. And here's another thought. Don't use your faith to belittle others. Just because you've graduated, don't burn down the school. Remember the tests you didn't do so well in? But God brought you through, didn't he? And you know what? He'll bring them through too. Yep, the Christian life is a battlefield, and the level of attack is determined by the size of your God-given assignment and the rewards that are waiting for you when you get through this time of testing. So in that sense, Satan's attack on your life is actually a compliment. Look, the truth lies in the middle. You'll be regularly pruned by tests and trials in order that you may produce greater fruitfulness. And that's when it's even more important to abide in Christ. So don't give up, and don't collapse, for beyond this test, you'll have a testimony to God's goodness.